Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 89, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Ye children, come give ear to me, and learn Jehovah's fear. He who would long and happy live, let him my counsel hear. And what follows, Psalter 89, the first three stanzas. The scripture reading for this evening is the epistle of Paul to Philemon. And afterwards from the Confession of Faith, Article 16. The Epistle of Paul to Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, to our beloved Aphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, a grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul, the aged, and also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him, that is, mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be, as it were, of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever, and not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord, having confidence in thy obedience. I wrote unto thee, and knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say, but withal prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. from the Confession of Faith, which you can find on page 12 in the back of the Psalter, Article 16, Eternal Election. We believe that all the posterity of Adam, being thus fallen into perdition and ruin by the sin of our first parents, a God that then manifest himself such as he is, that is to say, merciful and just, a merciful since he delivers and preserves from this perdition all whom he, in his eternal and unchangeable counsel of mere goodness, hath elected in Christ Jesus our Lord, without any respect to their works, just in leaving others in the fall and perdition wherein they have involved themselves. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when we attempt to draw nigh unto thee in the way of prayer and thanksgiving, and may it please thee to grant that low and humble place at thy footstool, that thou may receive thy rightful place high and lifted up, and that the luster of thy glory may shine forth amongst us and our children. And then when we draw nigh unto thee, then it is so needful that we experience our needs aright, a deep impression of our manifold and great needs, both temporally but also spiritually, and with a profound impression of our unworthiness, of our sinnership, and that thou cannot look down upon sinners outside of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, but also with faith to believe that what the apostle has written in the scriptures by thy Spirit, that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly all that we ask or think. Lord, then on this summer day, then thou yet granteth the opportunity to come up to thy house. Then we commend man and beast unto thee in the heat of the summer, then a great privilege that we may have places of shade and water sufficient to quench our thirst. We remember those that cannot come up to thy house on account of illness, ah, Lord. May these illnesses, may it be for thy glory and for the coming of thy kingdom, and that shall be when it may be accompanied with the powerful and loving work of thy Holy Spirit, that we may be given to see and realize how frail we are, made of flesh and blood, and that there is that one thing needful, and that we are born again and washed again in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Ah, Lord, we humbly ask thee, may thy word be blessed in this evening hour to that end, for the conversion of sinners, uncovering of false foundations, but also for the edification, instruction, comfort, encouragement of thy child. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Ah, thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy courts. May there have come up souls with that longing and with that thirsting for thee, the living God, to receive a word for their soul, a token of thy favor, and a further leading in the mysteries of salvation. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee, the established churches, the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake. We commend that nation unto thee, and may all the turmoil, may it be used in thy hand, that there may be a crying unto thee, the living God, and that the veil may be removed. Remember our mission field, the different posts, Loma Alta Rincon, Cayabas, San Luján, Tarija, a people in Peru, and then also in this week, the father and mother with their two little children. And then they have traveled to Bolivia, and how soon they are called upon to begin their language studies. Ah, Lord, thou knowest what a mountain it can be, but may it be fulfilled by thee, what the prophet of old has declared, that the mountain shall become a plain, and that was possible through Zerubbabel. We commend unto thee Bible translators. Bless thy word that may be placed in the presence. It all awaits for thy blessing. We commend our country unto thee, where in the day of yesterday, another birthday, but, O Lord, we have departed so far from thee and from thy institutions. Could there yet be a little repentance, a little acknowledgement that thou art the supreme governor over all the nations of the earth, and that only a walking in thy commandments can we expect thy blessing, with an acknowledgement that thy patient long-suffering is so great, has been so long over us. But when there is no repentance, it shall come to an end. We commend unto thee the sick and the afflicted, the mother in the hospital with the weakness and the difficulties of her mind. Ah, Lord, do remember her. May the means be blessed. May it please thee to grant healing, and above all for the welfare of her never-dying soul, together with her husband and children. Wilt thou remember all those that are under the physician's care in special ways? May the means be blessed, the calling sanctified. Remember the handicapped ones, the crosses and the burdens. And Lord, do continue to remember the mourning one, the mourning ones, that they become not overly dejected. Spare from rebellion, and may they not forget all thy mercies. Grant them a special place at thy footstool. Remember all the elderly ones, our care home, their residence, and those that may lovingly care for them. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for the opening of thy precious testimony. Oh, may it please thee to fulfill thy promise, where thou wast promised in thy word, that it shall not all be in vain, And for the one, oh, it is true, a savor of death unto death, but also of a savor of life unto life. Ah, do then go from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, and from dwelling to dwelling, and may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 93, the four stanzas. The trespass of the wicked man most plainly testifies that fear of God's most holy name is not before his eyes. And what follows, Psalter 93, the four stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the book of Philemon, and thereof the verses 8 through 11, and for our text we shall read the verses 10 and 11. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. Our text words speak of Paul's explanation in his letter to Philemon concerning Onesimus, with three thoughts. In the first place, an unprofitable Onesimus. Secondly, a begotten Onesimus. And in the third place, a profitable Onesimus. Paul's explanation in his letter to Philemon concerning Onesimus. An unprofitable Onesimus, a begotten Onesimus, and in the third place, a profitable Onesimus. Beloved congregation, the last time in short we have related the circumstances surrounding this letter by the Apostle Paul to Philemon. Philemon lived in Colossa. There we have heard it, a house church, different names, more that feared the Lord. And he had a slave, Onesimus, that is run away, very far away, because Rome is approximately 1,000 miles from Colossa. But then in this book, then we see the wonderful works of the Lord, and concerning that chosen people, then they shall be gathered. I read in Isaiah 43, verse 13, I, the Lord, will work, and who shall let it? And then the last time, then we have considered the prologue of this letter, and that Paul, after the benediction, then he has complimented Philemon before he would come with his request. And that is necessary compliments, encouragements, that is necessary in the family circle, in church, in school, in the community, that we become not overly discouraged. We read of the Lord Jesus Christ in the parable in Matthew 25, that for two men who have received 5 and 2 talents and have gained more, that Christ has said, ye good and faithful servant. And concerning compliments, if we also receive compliments, then we shall be more open to listen to criticism. We have the examples in the Bible. Think of Revelation 2 and Revelation 3. Then there were 5 of those churches where there were matters amiss and where they needed to repent. But then Christ has first commended them concerning their faith, their love, their charity, and their works. And then after he has commended them, and then we read, nevertheless, I have somewhat or a few things against thee. When we read the book of the Song of Solomon, which speaks of Christ and his church a type, but also of Solomon and his bride, and then we are astonished how often they have praised and complimented one another, as sometimes even difficult to know who was complimenting who. Of course, let us give the example of a marriage between a husband and wife, and when they give a compliment, and then it is not so healthy when the other one immediately thinks, why am I now receiving this compliment? Shall now a special favor and a special sacrifice be required of me? I am not saying it is wrong, but many times there must be compliments and then a period. And now we have heard that the Apostle Paul, that he was given to relate to Philemon, for we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of thy saints are refreshed by thee, brother. And then Paul goes over to his request, because he has the slave Onesimus that belongs to Philemon. And then he has written, wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoy thee, that which is convenient, yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Thus then Paul is given to list a few arguments that Philemon surely would give willingly heed to his request. And then in verse 10, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me. The name Onesimus, that means to be profitable. But now, because of what Onesimus has done, he has become unprofitable. And now all the circumstances are not mentioned in the scripture. How it now was with Onesimus, he was a slave of Philemon. And then from the beginning of this letter, then we realize, we can hear that Philemon, that he was a very liberal man. He had a house church. But then undoubtedly, then Onesimus has become dissatisfied. And now the devil, when he finds people dissatisfied in whatever circumstances they are, then he has an easy prey, because then they are willing to listen to his promises that the service of the world, that is much better, much more profitable, and that shall make us happy. Or else, that he tries to make us dissatisfied. then it is necessary that we and our children, that we are given oftentimes to pause. No, we are not living in paradise. No perfect family, no perfect church. And nevertheless, that oftentimes we are given to pause and count all our blessings one by one, and to be given to realize that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then the question of Paul to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7, and who maketh thee to differ? Oh, we do not know the circumstances, but Onesimus, it is clear from this letter, he is stolen from his master, and he has run away. And usually it does not go overnight, it festers, comes gradually, dissatisfaction. Oh, maybe Onesimus, because he had a house church. And then it cannot be different that Philemon also concerning his servants, that he has told them that it was also their duty, insofar that it was possible, always to be present in church. And then perhaps Onesimus thought, there are many other slaves, and other slaves, they have much more freedom. History tells us, because in the Greek culture, there were theaters, sports, arenas, and that's where the heathens went. But history tells us that Christians, they were never present at those worldly places of vanity. Thus Philemon, other slaves, they could go to those places. Other slaves did not have to sit in church. Other slaves had much more freedoms, maybe no curfews. Then our young people can multiply it out, and I hope that those thoughts are not in your mind. Oh, if it was right in the life of Onesimus, then he should have thought, what a privilege and what a blessing that I have a master that cares so much for me, that sets rules because I am a young man. And in Proverbs 22 verse 15, it is written that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. Then I am greatly privileged that I have a master that cares for me, and more so, a master that greatly fears the Lord, that also desires my conversion, and therefore tells me that I must place myself under the means of grace. Oh, then surely Onesimus, because we could make many comparisons of Onesimus with the prodigal son, that perhaps he had the thought, when there are not so many rules and not so many boundaries, then I shall be free and then I shall be happy. Think of third world countries where everything is not so orderly, where there is much corruption, and what a misery oftentimes those people are plunged into. And then surely, then Onesimus, he was thinking most about timely things. And he did not think so much about his never-dying soul. Oh, then Onesimus thought, if I now have to remain a slave under my master Philemon, then my younger years will quickly go by, and then I can never be as other slaves who may go out in the world that have not so many restrictions, where they seem to be much happier than I. Oh, then undoubtedly Onesimus, and then he has looked on the other side of the fence, same as animal sheep many times do. It can even be with an animal that they walk up and down along the fence, gazing through the other side with a thought, if I could now break through this fence, and then I shall be truly happy. And now Paul has written, which in times past was to thee unprofitable. 'Tis a great blessing when we may be profitable concerning our fellow man, also concerning temporal things, that when there is need, we help, and a blessing when there is much love. There is much love in the congregation, that in that respect we may be profitable concerning, let us first speak of the timely things, that we may be given, as we read in Galatians 6, verse 2, to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And then there is much that can be done, and much that must be done. And then we must not think that if I only had more talents, then I could do more concerning being a hand and a foot to one another. Then it is not so often that we need 10 talents, maybe sometime 5 talents, but with the talent which the Lord entrusts unto us, then we are enabled to do much. And I read in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, what thy hand findeth to do, do it with might. But now Onesimus, that he was unprofitable for Philemon, because undoubtedly then Onesimus has caused grief to Philemon. Maybe not so obedient, maybe not so kind, maybe complained much, criticized, condemned, maybe not so satisfied with the wage or what he received for his labors. And what else? Oh, that in church, that he was not an Aaron and Hur, that he was not a thirsty soul, maybe many times goes together, becoming world conformed, maybe grieve the others in the house church. And Paul was given to write that he was unprofitable, unprofitable for the church, for his neighbor, and for God. And that is now a picture of fallen man. Adam and Eve, created in the image of God, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, given to live to God's glory, the jewel of creation, the masterpiece of creation, because after man was created, then I read in Genesis 1 verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. No dissatisfaction, everything in the garden that he needed. May eat of all the trees except one. And then what has the devil done? To raise doubt and dissatisfaction in the heart of Eve. As God said, you may not eat of any tree. A hard master. Then made God a liar. Eve and Adam is eaten, have become unprofitable, the crown was fallen from their head, driven out of paradise, and it was only by redeeming grace that they did not run further and further from the Lord. That is now a picture of natural men, runaway slaves, further than Onesimus has done when he left Colossae. I read in Romans 3 verse 12, they are all gone out of the way. They are altogether unprofitable. There is not one that doeth good. Does Onesimus, he did not live up to his name. Read of more in the Bible. That had a beautiful name, but that did not experience that name. Abraham, father of a multitude. How many children do you have before Ishmael? None. And the promised seed was not born. If we think of Peter, his name means rock. Peter, how is it with your name? Oh, in the hall of Caiaphas. Then he has sent his name all away. I read in Revelations 3 in Sardis of a people that had a name to live, but they were dead. And then we could speak of the name Christian, which is described the meaning of that name in Lord's Day number 12. And then we could speak also Christians that are an example for church and community. But now the Christian with a capital C. Our second thought, a begotten Onesimus. There was a time, undoubtedly he has made his plans. The thought received the place in his mind how possibly he could escape from under the jurisdiction of Philemon, be free, and be happy. May we as a people be spared, not only younger ones, also older ones, also takes place into the world under a deceitful religion. And now we have mentioned it, that Onesimus had a plan to escape very, very far away, to the large city of Rome. Historians believe that perhaps in the days of Paul, it was a city of about 1 million inhabitants, and many of them were slaves. Thus, Onesimus had it figured out that hopefully 1,000 miles away was such a large city he could mix in with the people, be one of the slaves, and he would not be found out. What has Onesimus forgotten to do, boys and girls? What did he not take into account? The Lord. That the Lord sees everything, everywhere present. The Lord is just, that he is holy. Also necessary concerning our plans, in whatever way, that they are not plans without the Lord. And of course, always the Lord willing, and we live, that we do not make plans without prayer. What do you think, boys and girls? Do you think before Onesimus, before he is stolen from his master and escaped, do you think he has bowed his knees and asked the Lord for a blessing? We do not believe so. And now the question, what do you think, boys and girls? A certain day, Onesimus, he is stolen. How much, we do not know, but perhaps a considerable amount, because Onesimus needed to make a long journey, and perhaps he had to pay people to take him. He needed food and drink, and now Onesimus has escaped. And what do you think, boys and girls? Do you now think that Onesimus was really happy? Oh, maybe for a very short time. Because it says in the Bible, in Proverbs 13, that the way of transgressors is hard. Proverbs 13, verse 15. The way of transgressors is hard. Oh, maybe for a short while, Onesimus thought, no master, no rules. I am now free. Now I can go to a theater, a sports arena, live it out a little bit. Not so strict, not so old-fashioned. Now I can be as happy as the world. But undoubtedly for Onesimus, his joy has not lasted so long, because his thoughts have multiplied. Because in Onesimus' time, then the Roman law was a runaway slave, when he would be caught, no mercy, but he would be put to death. Thus then you can understand, boys and girls, that each time by renewal, that Onesimus was afraid that somehow he would be found out, detected, that he would beat someone, that would send a message to his master that he has met a slave. there's undoubtedly the joy of Onesimus was short-lived. Could give the example. Maybe, boys and girls, you have sheep at home. And then when a sheep finally breaks out, then maybe at the beginning happier, but then the night comes, hears the wolf howling, and then the sheep becomes very afraid, thinking, had I now stayed with the flock, then it would be content, then it was not so bad. Oh, undoubtedly Onesimus was the same with the prodigal son in Luke 15, that when he started to suffer want, that he thought of his father's house, servants, they all had plenty, no want, and he suffered a much want. But now the wonder, because Paul, he has written this letter, I beseech thee for my son, Onesimus, not natural relationship, but spiritual, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Then we can hear in this letter, we read that word joy different times, a holy joy in the heart of Paul, that he may write to Philemon about his runaway slave. Certain sense we could compare it in the olden days, then people that lived at a great distance, they communicated by letters. And let's see, in the olden days when there were mothers that had special bonds, then when such a mother would receive a newborn child, then she would write a letter to her friend with great joy, describing her little child. As so we may see this letter of Paul. And now it is clear that Paul was used as an instrument in the hand of the Lord, because the Lord bringeth the word to the sinner, the chosen sinner, or the chosen sinner to the word. And now, of course, for the Apostle Paul, because at this time he is in prison. We read that in the last verses of Acts 28, that he is in prison, house arrest, that in a certain building with the soldier may be chained so he could not leave the building. The facts are not all known. But then a wonderful thing is written in the last verse of Acts 28, that he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, none forbidding him. And now for Paul, that was also a deep and mysterious way. Because when we consider the apostle, then his missionary journeys, and boys and girls, you know how many missionary journeys, 3. Then they have taken up a time, because the general thought is that the first missionary journey, 46 through 49, the second 50 through 54, and the third 54 through 58, thus approximately 13 years that the Apostle Paul was privileged to go to the Gentile world to preach law and gospel. And in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, where he has expressed that he was least of all the apostles, but that he labored more abundantly, not I, but the grace of God. Thus Paul did not have to complain that it was all a plowing upon the rocks. Great multitudes eternity shall reveal how many were converted by Paul, and how Paul was used greatly for the instruction and edification of the children of God. And now after such a fruitful time, and we would say, not so long, it is believed that this letter was written in around the year 62-63, after the birth of Christ, because after the third missionary journey, then we read that he was kept 2 years in Caesarea, then made the journey to Rome, had to overwinter in a certain place. Thus, what a mystery and what a riddle must have been for Paul. Because when we are in prison, then we have much time to think. And Paul was in prison for the testimony of Jesus Christ. May the Lord keep us and our children that we do not come in prison for other reasons. But then what a mystery that was must have been for Paul. With his conversion in Acts 9, the Lord has related to him that he would be a missionary to the Gentiles. And now to be in prison, not enabled to do missionary work, bound, this true, still a certain freedom, and in Rome, then many have come to the place of residence where he was allowed and privileged to preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. But nevertheless, what an unfathomable way. And then to believe that the Lord is too wise to make any mistakes and too good to be unkind. And it is one thing to believe for our neighbor, but another matter to believe for ourselves when everything goes so different and so contrary, where Paul has preached to large audiences, where many were given to believe, where he has experienced the special favor of the Lord, and now to be in prison in Rome. But now we read of Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. The circumstances are not known. We do know that it was by the special providence of the Lord. Because the Lord, in that degree, who were chosen to eternal life, then the Lord has also decreed the circumstances for the conversion of the sinner and the exact time. And how it was with Onesimus, maybe in that large city of Rome, maybe homesick, and that he has heard that Paul, whether he has met Paul personally, we do not know, but it is clear that Philemon was acquainted with Paul, and that when he heard of Paul, that he had a desire to see a familiar face, not thinking about conversion, because Onesimus, when he was in the church of Philemon, then it is clear that he was not jealous of God's people. If that was the case, he would have not ran away. Maybe Onesimus thought, when the Lord converts a person, now already as a slave, I do not have so much freedom. But now when the Lord converts a person, such people, they may not do anything. They have such a gloomy life. That's true congregation. May they not do anything. What may they not do? They may not sin. But may unconverted people sin? And then the answer is also no. Nevertheless, whether it was out of curiosity, a certain homesickness, we know it was the special providence of the Lord. And maybe Onesimus thought, I have to be very careful. Maybe he did not even enter the room where Paul was. Maybe he thought, I stay in another room and see what they are talking about. And then he did hear the same as what was heard in that house church of Philemon, because there is only one truth, as it is declared in God's word. And now it was the Lord's appointed time, that as a runaway slave, 1,000 miles away from Colossae, undoubtedly no desire, and many times not even possible to return. As congregation, we must realize that we can make steps in our life that later we regret it, and we would have a desire to return, but on account of circumstances, marriage, that it is impossible. Oh, how necessary that we pray, Lord, wilt thou keep me under that old truth and convert me, as thou hast converted all thy people. But then maybe one says in this evening, but Onesimus, he was a chosen vessel. And even though he had run away 1,000 miles, the Lord knew where he was. And the Lord, in a special providence, brought him under the word that was proclaimed by Paul and used it for his conversion. That is true. But how many examples do we have in the Bible? Let us consider the kings of Judah. There were God-fearing kings, and there were wicked kings. And how many kings do we read that have hardened their heart, rebelled, lived in enmity against the Lord, and whom the Lord by his powerful grace has arrested and stopped and converted? How many kings? One. Manasseh. How many parables do we find of Jesus where there was particularly spoken of a prodigal son? One. And we read of one Onesimus, a runaway slave. That tells us that for the Lord, nothing is impossible. Also, encouragement for fathers and mothers, were such runaways, but that it is not the general way. On the day of Pentecost, they were all present under the institutions of the Lord. The Lord can do all things, but we are not to act according to what the Lord can do, but what is His general way, and that is, boys and girls, when we have been brought up under the truth, that the Lord keeps us under the truth, and that He converts us. Oh, for Paul, what a holy joy. The joy, we sense it, we read it. The joy in this letter, the marvelous ways of the Lord. Paul, all the way from Caesarea on a journey, dangers, nearly shipwrecked, marvelously spared, received a place in Rome, house arrest, allowed to preach the gospel, and then a slave 1,000 miles away who was converted. Oh, may it always be impressed upon all of our hearts what a blessing and what a privilege it is to be born under the external administration of the covenant of grace, to have a sanctuary. Oh, those that are sick at the moment, they know what it is to be hindered to come up to God's house. Let us sing. Psalter 148, the stanzas 1 through 4. Jehovah, to my prayer give ear, and nor hide thee from my cry. Attend my sad complaint and hear my restless moan and sigh. And what follows, 148, the first 4 stanzas.
Thank you.
Paul's explanation in his letter to Philemon concerning Onesimus. An unprofitable Onesimus, a begotten Onesimus, and that implies, congregation, that the Apostle Paul has received special exercises concerning that runaway slave. 'Tis not all written in the Scriptures. Perhaps suddenly and unexpectedly his eye has fallen on a young man at that saddened church, that the Lord has given the spirit of prayer and of supplication, all begging that it may be one for the Lord, begotten by Paul. And then there has come a time that they have become acquainted with one another. Possible that Onesimus, for a little while has tried to hide it, his tears, but then was such a one when the Lord begins that good work, then they are all attention, then they are like a sponge. And that there came a time that Onesimus has come to Paul. Who are you, Onesimus? I am a runaway slave. Who was your master, Philemon? Onesimus. Was he then a hard master? Oh no, Paul. When I am given to reflect back, then he was such a good master, so kind, treated me well, supplied all my wants, and not only concerned about my bodily needs, but also concerned about my soul. Because Philemon, in that respect, he was very strict, that all his employees, when there were no lawful hindrances, had to be in church. And further, O Paul, I have stolen from my master a certain amount. Onesimus, you have spoken about your soul. How do you know that you have a soul? Oh, then maybe he would say, when I was in that house church, I did not think about my soul at all. But oh, Paul, under the preaching here in Rome, then I have experienced it. Oh, it lies heavy on my shoulder, because I am actually lying under the sentence of death. That is the law of the Roman Empire, and I deserve it, because I have run away from such a good master, disobeyed God. But oh, Paul, now we have to do with the justice of that holy God. The wages of sin is death. Oh, Paul, what must I do to be saved? Then I think we can understand that such a one becomes profitable. No, it is true. They have to experience each time by renewal. Unprofitable servants. Oh, Onesimus also had to learn that he could only become profitable through the great servant of the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed this church and poureth out those heavenly gifts upon them. And now he became profitable. Then you can understand when the Lord works and he sheds that love abroad in the heart. Then such a one, especially when we are young, then will do anything for God's people. Even willing to work for nothing for a day, if we may but hear the wonderful works of the Lord. Profitable in church, that all people of God, they have stated before, when you have such a hungry and thirsty soul in church, then they count as it were for 100. So then you quickly have a lot of people when you have such souls in church. Oh, then Onesimus, then surely, then he was an Aaron and her, that he has commended the Apostle Paul unto the throne of grace each time by renewal, begging the Lord for a special help and a prayer for the coming of his kingdom. Because when the Lord works in our hearts and impresses divine realities upon the heart, then we desire it for all people. Oh, then Onesimus in church, then he would not give no offense, but he would honor, and it is true, it was not a sanctuary, but the Lord has said in Matthew 18, verse 20, where two or three are gathered together, I am in the midst of them. Oh, and then Onesimus, then he would speak to his fellow man, and if he would meet another young man that had the same thoughts, because Onesimus has never forgotten that, how surely he has pondered it, went over it so many times. How did I now come to the point that I was so bold to steal from my good master and run away 1,000 miles under the threat of death? How did I ever come to that point? How could I be so foolish? Oh, then undoubtedly Onesimus, then he is also warned. Oh, what a joy for Paul. Fruit upon his labors. It's not Paul's work. Read it in 1 Corinthians 3, the verses 6 and 7. Paul can plant, Paulus can water, but it is the Lord that giveth the increase. But now Onesimus, he has experienced the wonderful works of the Lord, but also a beautiful type and picture of the way that the Lord holds with his people. And the Lord willing, we hope to hear more of that matter. But now in closing, then we can picture it, boys and girls. Oh, Onesimus' place, undoubtedly. Paul has also sought employment because we're not good to be idle. Have our duty and our calling. But then Onesimus, when he was under the preaching of Paul, and when we hear the word of God, glean on the field of the church, hear his heart, his life, his riddles declared. Oh, that it was possible for runaway slaves to be saved through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, faith to embrace it. Then there were times in church that it was good for Onesimus, but there were still unsettled matters. The Roman law said that a runaway slave must be put to death. Onesimus still had a debt toward his master. Oh, then undoubtedly, after a good church service, and maybe before the service was over, then all of a sudden it all came back when Onesimus, with all your joy and experience, it is still an unsettled case. You belong with Philemon, your master, 1,000 miles away. Are there souls that understand it, know what it is to rejoice? Be joyful in what they have heard, joyful in the Lord, and sometime live a longer time out of it, that they are so glad. But as with Onesimus, still matters that needed to be settled. Ah, the Lord grant to be an Onesimus, to be blessed, and to make us a blessing. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard that there is nothing too wonderful for thee. And by nature, we are all such a runaway slave. And now it is thy work to stop and arrest and to make us profitable. Lord, bless thy word to that end in this evening hour. And then also souls with an unsettled case. Then it was a privilege that Onesimus had a Paul. And now, though, as a church that needs a mediator, Lord, we humbly ask thee, remember all the family circles. Give healing, health, and happiness. And then by renewal to beg of thee that the sickness may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Ah, that it may be said, that it may be heard of sick ones, behold, he or she prayeth. We commend unto thee the young couple who hope to be united in holy matrimony the day of tomorrow. May thy special presence and blessing be experienced, and do help thy servant. Lord, bless all the labors of our hands. Help the farmers with harvesting. Wilt thou keep from harm and danger? Wilt thou now return us safely to our dwellings? Grant a prayer for one another. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 403. Let us only sing 1 and 3. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing unto our God. 'Tis right and pleasant for us saints to tell us praise abroad, and what follows. 403, 1 and 3. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.